This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are in Novi, Michigan. Yesterday, we were in Hastings last night. Thank you for all those that came out, friends. And we totally appreciate our friends over there, Adam and Bethany Hecola. And we just thank you for all the Michiganites that come out to support their own states and support us in our cause, which is all of our cause. So we are today in Novi, Michigan. We will be in Novi, Michigan tonight, and we will have an event there as well, which starts at 6 p.m. in Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. Now, folks, it might sound like a small event, but every time we do an event with our friends here, it multiplies every single time. So the first event we did, there was about 100 people. The second we did, there was about 200 people. So we're expecting between 200 and 300 people tonight at the Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse, 4250 Grand River Avenue in Novi, Michigan. It's 420-50-42050 Grand River Avenue in Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse tonight at 6 o'clock. Just letting you know what's going on. First of all, I want to say welcome to the Sons of Liberty, and we thank you for your trust, and we thank you to 140 cities that are listening to us. We thank you to the 53 countries that are listening to us. And again, we understand all the well as to why you are listening to us, because you're sick of the circular reasoning. You're sick of the political talk, the language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. We get it, believe me. And there's a lot of people out there that are finally getting it because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, before we get into this topic, I have Dr. John Diamond joining us. He wrote an article yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it's very applicable as to what needs to take place in this country. It was so well written that I called him immediately after, and I said, listen, you need to get on the radio with us tomorrow and share with the nation and the nations as to what's on your heart right now, because I believe it's the Lord from the beginning to the end, to the top to the bottom, friend, all the way around. So with that said, we'll get to John in just a couple minutes here. Before we do, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you would like to go ahead and book us, now's the time to do it. Everything you need to know about who we are is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, friends, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a media outlet. Friends, we have 13 to 15 articles over on sonsoflibertymedia.com every day of the week. Senior editor Tim Brown, also the show host from Sons of Liberty Media radio show every morning, posts 13 to 15 articles over there from contributors all over the country, which is combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, is a store. You can check that out. If you'd like to be a member and be a part of supporting what it is that we are doing out there, 24/7. Please check out membership. As well, friends, also check out the social media platforms, which is on the right side of the page. Click onto it and join us on the social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. Also go over to the ForestNews.com, theForestNews.com, and you will see on the front page over there, friends, on the top left, you'll see a live broadcast even now. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. You want to call in at any time, we're going to be Stack Ready. It's called Stack Ready. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, before we get into the show today, I want you to remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. True that. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Okay? The Torah, common law. Go to Article 4, Section 4. We are a constitutional republic, period. Okay? I can put an exclamation there, too, if you'd like. So, again, that's everything you need to know about who we are and what it is that we're doing. Again, we're going to have Dr. John Diamond with us in just a couple moments, friends. I can tell you it's going to be everything but boring. Because John talks in such a fashion that I do. So, today you're not just going to get one, you're going to get two of us. So we'll see who gets to take the platform, but I'll do my best to stand back and give him that platform because, again, the information that he's bringing is second to none today. So, friends, before we get over to that, I want to highlight this one thing. We already know that, for example, the head of the WHO, we know that he's a terror-tied individual. We also see coming into play through the CDC, friends, a new government and outside of the, which operates outside of the U.S. Constitution. But going back to the WHO, just to show you that these are criminal facets that are operating outside of the U.S. Constitution on a global scale, someone just sent this to me this morning, and it was given by a Dr. Joseph Mercoli, okay? And what the information is, these are quotes from an article, and I want you to hear these because it's interesting to note that the WHO, the World Health Organization, the acronym, insiders blow whistle on Gates and Gavi. I also want to make clear that people are trying to make reference and lay blame to Joe Biden for actually giving $3.5 billion over to Gavi, which is Bill and Melinda Gates' organization. I want to make clear that everybody understands that it was actually Donald Trump that funded Gavi a week and a half before he left the People's White House. But listen to these quotes real quick. According to Stuckelberger, Switzerland is at the heart of the corruption, largely thanks to it being the headquarters for Gavi, Bill Gates' organization. The Vaccine Alliance, founded by Bill Gates in 2009, the Gavi Alliance was recognized as an international institution and granted total blanket immunity. Isn't that interesting, friends? In other words, they're acting above American law. It says they can do whatever they want. Stuckelberger says, without repercussions, the police, for example, are barred from conducting an investigation and collecting evidence if Gavi were to be implicated in a criminal investigation. Incredible. It's shocking, she says. Gavi is also completely tax-exempt, which Stuckelberger notes is very strange. Essentially, Gavi, Bill Gates' organization, is a non-governmental organization. The acronym is NGO, that is allowed to operate without paying any taxes while also having total immunity for anything they do wrong, just like the vaccination companies, friends, willfully or otherwise. This is rather unprecedented and raises a whole host of questions. It is particularly disturbing in the light of evidence Stuckelberger claimed to have found showing that Gavi, Bill Gates' organization, is directing a corporate entity.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. We are broadcasting live from Novi, Michigan. I just want to make clear that I'm saying it right. Yesterday I was saying Novi, and everybody was laughing at me at the event last night. So I hope I'm saying it right, but it's Novi, Michigan, okay? And we will be at Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse tonight. The address is 42050 Grand River Avenue, Novi, Michigan, and the event starts at 6 o'clock. We're expecting at least 200 to 300 people, folks. We get more than that. Hey, praise God for all the more, friends. No question about it. Now, without further ado, friends, we just have our friend just jumped online with me right now. Tim Brown just did an article, actually posted John's article, and the title was Pastor Calls on American Pastors to Resistance in Resisting Tyranny. We beg no longer, we treat no more, we petition no more, we defy. So without further ado, welcome Dr. John Diamond, my friend from Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us, John. How are you doing today?
Bradley Dean, my brother, it's always a blessing to be on with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We just got to the hotel room from one hotel. We were actually in Byron City, I believe, Michigan, and we just drove a couple hours to get where we're at today. And we are out here doing what we're called to do and commanded by God to do, and we do it with a smile on our face concerning Luke 19:10. But, you know, it's one thing to sit there and play, you know, the paper tiger, John, or to hide behind the microphone, but it's another thing to actually get out there and lead the way. And we want to be a part of leading the way as we follow the Christ, because as you well know, John, the best leaders are those that follow the Christ.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And that's the reason that I wrote that clergy letter, because the clergy are not leading. The clergy are just sitting in their churches. They're sitting in their irrelevant social clubs, and they're not really doing anything. So it's probably going to take people like you and I that are willing to go out and actually confront the society, confront the government, confront the politicians, that's going to turn this thing around. I was talking to a group in Ohio last week. Yeah.
John, okay, what I want to do is let's just take this line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning your article, okay, because it's important that you do, because this is quite a long article. But if you just kind of highlight in PowerPoint your letter, I think it's best to take it that way, because you give a lot of definition, understanding, you give a lot of history in this letter, and I think people need to know it step by step, line upon line. And let's try to do our best. I'm guilty of this more than anybody is, but let's do our best to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what we are seeing today and what the resolve is at the end of the conversation. So it's all yours.
Hey, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I was basically listening to all the sides that have been going on here, especially the last 6 months, as soon as everybody woke up to the tyranny. I wrote my first book, Fighting the Next American Revolution, 15 years ago to try to prevent this. And you've been doing the same thing for this long. We've been trying to prevent where we're at today, but, you know, we were aware of the tyranny long before anybody else was, starting clear back in the Patriot Act. So I wrote my first book, Fighting the Next American Revolution, to prevent this. Now we're in the place where everybody else is starting to understand that. So what ended up happening, especially with the face masks and all this other stuff, I saw two groups arising. One who wants to just lay down like sheep and be slaughtered and give in to the tyrants and be led, you know, onto the boxcars. And then there's another group that are getting really bold and really courageous and wanna fight back against this stuff. So as a peacemaker, and that's what we're called to be according to Christ in Matthew 5:9, we're supposed to be peacemakers. We're supposed to come into the middle of this and rectify the situation. So the thing that I've been, where it talks about Psalms 89:14 about righteousness and justice. These are the two things that you've been talking about for as long as I can possibly remember following you. And I told this group, I said, if you understand, there are two lines in the sand. There is God's law and the United States Constitution. And I will not back down from either of those. And until you get to the point that you won't back down from either of these, they're just going to keep pushing you further and further into a corner until they push you into a boxcar.
That's exactly what they're doing. John, I mean, listen, let's go back to the pandemic, because that's what we're dealing with in the present right now. When this first came out, we understood history enough to understand that history was being repeated because the American people didn't know their history, and the tyrants saw fit to take their place again because they've been busy through the federal government illegally indoctrinating generation after generation after generation. Well, what they got away with this time, they couldn't get away with even 10 years ago, but they got away with it this time. And now we're beginning to deal with it in a big way. The pill in the jam is those that are selling us the virus are the same ones trying to corral us into taking the vaccination. And, John, just yesterday, just for the record here, I highlighted what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing, the prime minister from Israel, how he got up on television. He took some sort of something. You know, he didn't take the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccination all the well. And what he did is after these things came down, he did his little spiel. He did his little acting job as the clown in the circus of the globalists. Isaiah 28:18, the next thing he did is he began to implement, which is illegal in his country too, as he began to corral his people into forced compliance. And of course, what happened, John, is the mainstream media came out and said, well, you know what, there's 25% of the people that are saying no to the vaccination, when in fact 75% of the people in Israel are saying no to the vaccination. The Israelis are calling it, my friend, they are calling it the vaccination holocaust. And so what are we seeing now? Well, they're offering freedoms over in Israel right now back to the people that have been fully vaccinated. But if you're not fully vaccinated and you don't have a green card, guess what? You don't get your freedoms back. And you better all the well know, John, that's exactly what's coming down the pike here in America if it's not stopped now.
No, well, without a doubt. And I mean, whether, you know, you hear people arguing whether this is a mark of the beast or not, and at that point, I'm not sure how relevant it is, but this is the exact same thing that's going to happen. So whether it is or whether it isn't, I mean, you know, we could have a separate debate on that, but I mean, the fact that the government can basically corral you and tell you you can't buy or sell without this vaccination, if it's not, it's definitely the step right before it. So, I mean, we have to understand that they have no constitutional authority to do any of this, but here's the problem. Ecclesiastes 1, 9 through 11 says that history is not linear. It's cyclical. It just goes around and round and round, and the same things that happened in the past are happening now. And we are ignorant of a biblical history. We're ignorant of American history. And that's why we just think, oh, this is new. This is new. None of this is new. The children of Israel dealt with it in Exodus. The founding fathers dealt with it. The abolitionists dealt with it. Martin Luther King dealt with it. Suppression of your God-given constitutional rights have been going on for thousands of years. Then we got to quit trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, it's going to take civil disobedience. We have to know where the lines are by God and by the Constitution, God's law in the United States Constitution. Those are the lines. And we're not backing off of it. And if the government wants to bring it, then bring it. But they're the criminals. They're the lawbreakers. And then that's when we need to appeal to heaven.
Well, and see, there is the distinction that the people need to understand. And that's a great point, John. And it reminds me of Elijah in 1 Kings 18, when the corrupt King Ahab met him on the backside of the desert. And the first thing that the corrupt king said, friends, was he called Elijah the troubler of Israel. And Elijah said back to the corrupt king, that holy prophet of God said back to the corrupt king, I am emphasizing on purpose, he said, I am not the troubler. You're the troubler. It's you and your father that have forgotten your father's commandments. Elijah was the righteous one. King Ahab was the unrighteous one. And it's the exact same thing that we see happening in this country right now. But what happens when you have a people that are ignorant of God's moral law and even constitutional law in this country? Well, they begin to believe that anybody that the governor of the government says is bad must be bad, when in fact the opposite is true more than it is not.
No, that's absolutely right. And I'll just give you an example. You're talking about the virus. I'll just talk about all this firearm stuff that they're coming down with. The guy that spoke after me was a federal representative from D.C., and he got up for 15 minutes after I spoke and talked about all these federal gun laws that they're – and I let him go on for 15 minutes. And I pulled out my Constitution, and I said, 10th Amendment of the Constitution says any power not given to the federal government by the people or prohibited from the people is reserved to the state. I said, can you show me in this book, clause and article, where we, the people, sent you to D.C. for you to come back to Pennsylvania and regulate our firearms? Never answered the question. Changed it completely. That's where we got to hold these people's feet to the fire.
I got a heartbreak coming up, folks. We got Dr. John Diamond with us right now, talking about a recent article. And friends, just talking about what we all need to do under God even today. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asians after the tragic shooting there. Vice President Harris joined him at the CDC, where officials gave a presentation.
We have about 27% of counties in the U.S. are moderate or low, and that continues to increase every week. This is important to us because we connect these community transmission levels to our guidance. So we've updated our K-12 guidance and allowing at least 3 feet in a classroom for children. But as community transmission levels increase, we have additional recommendations, more testing of teachers and staff and students, as well as more restrictions around extracurricular activities because we've seen a lot of outbreaks basically with sports in schools.
This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration expanded export sanctions on Russia over the poisoning and detention of opposition politician and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sanctions were first imposed in 2018 in response to the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The European Union has also sanctioned Russia on accusations of its involvement. During a Senate hearing on the U.S.'s response to the coronavirus pandemic, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any sign.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Right on the right side of the page, click on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. By the way, Dr. John Diamond's also a contributor over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't even know how many contributors we have now, folks, but they are part of the culture war. They are boots on the ground. They're not a bunch of paper tigers playing games with tyranny here, friends. They're exposing it and they're dealing with it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on the page. Go to the right side of the page. Click on the social media platforms. Join us on Top Chat even now. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing there, right on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you got any questions, you want to add to, take away, stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are broadcasting live from Novi, Michigan right now. We are going to be at Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. Now, folks, again, keep in mind, there are 300 seats available tonight. That's at 42050 Grand River Avenue. If you're in Michigan, come to Novi Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock. Again, we're talking to our friend Dr. John Diamond out of Pennsylvania right now, and I highlighted the show, Enough is Enough, John, and it's interesting, we're getting onto a conversation where I was preaching on the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment and the preambles of both the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and people need to understand what's going on here. So you're picking up on what the Holy Ghost was preaching on through Bradley yesterday, and interestingly enough, I'm looking at your article that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and line upon line, it's exactly the Holy Ghost is just dovetailing everything right now. So I want to bring about resolve concerning the issues today because we all know what the problems are. But again, your articles, you articulated this article so well because you're bringing, you know, what the problem is, then you're bringing in history, and throughout it, you are continuously going in and out and bringing the answers to the people as to the responsibility and their obligations before God and man as to how they're to respond to the issues in which we are facing today, because you believe as I believe. We can win the day under God, but we all have to get under God and get busy.
That's right, and that's why exactly why I wrote the letter the way that I did. When I was in the Air Force, when I went to 8th Air Force Leadership School, one of the most impactful things that a general ever said has stuck with me probably more than anything in my life. He came in there and he said, as sergeants, don't ever come to me with a problem. He said, because if you just come to me with a problem, all you're doing is complaining. He said, you better come to me with a solution. And any time that I've thought about complaining about anything, whether it's the government, whether the church, or whatever it is, identify the problem and then offer the solution. And that's exactly what I did in this clergy letter, which I really just modeled off of what Martin Luther King did at his time. Because the churches in his time had become, and he says it right in the letter, they became irrelevant social clubs that the youth were turning on because you guys are just a bunch of weak, pathetic people. And that letter was published in newspapers all across the country. That's what kind of started that civil rights movement. So we're trying to start another civil rights movement, but we can't even do it or get the help until your listeners and the people we talk to educate themselves. So, I mean, that letter is 9 pages, but it is so condensed with truth, so condensed with education, with information for what you're supposed to do. If you just take this letter and you print it off and you take and give it to every pastor in your community, at least your pastor, you're going to find out real quick who's the hireling and who's the shepherd. Because the hireling will just wad it up and say, nope, we're not going to bother with it. The shepherd will be like, you're right, now let's lead this army.
I want to interject something into this conversation, John, because I spent 3 hours with Andrew Young, who is always at the head. He was always right next to Martin Luther King Jr. During the civil rights movement. And keep in mind, this was about the Declaration of Independence. This wasn't about a color. It was about giving people the rights that God had given them and to operate them in them freely as to what God has bestowed upon them by the rights that had been given unto them. I spent 3 hours with him, and he was the former mayor of Atlanta. So I had firsthand experience with Andrew Young concerning what took place during the civil rights movement. And it's interesting because if you look at, in parallel, all of dictatorships, they always go for the young people. Why? Because they want to throw off the older ones because the older people are the problem because they're rooted, they're grandfathered into the laws, and they're not for something new, but the new people are. When you go back to the civil rights movement under Martin Luther King Jr., it's interesting to note that much of the church began to turn on Martin Luther King Jr., and it was the youth groups that got behind Martin Luther King Jr. They were the ones that were willing to take to the streets and do what the older generation was unwilling to do. This is why it was so important and why it is so important that we raise up our children the way that the Lord has commanded us to raise them up. Because the government, corrupt government, is after them. But I'll tell you what, the way that they can be used for evil is the same way that the Lord can raise them up and use them for good.
No, that's so well spoken, and I'm telling you what, that just repeats throughout history, because this is what I spoke to my pastor. We sat down in the office yesterday, and he's a great pastor, so I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the rest of the Christian church. I don't care what denomination it is. I said, the Christian church is so far off the rails, it's not even funny. It's not even probably doing a tenth of what it's supposed to be doing. And I said, now that should not surprise anybody. I said, because when Christ came the first time, everything was a train wreck. The society, the religious institutions, the political institutions. And he came and he basically had to raise up a bunch of people and get a bunch of people saved because all the power elite, oh, we're not wrong. We're right. We're not doing anything wrong. And then you go to the Protestant Reformation. Same thing. The entire Christian church, which was basically Catholic by that time, they were so far off the rails that one of their own priests had to write a 95 thesis and stick it on the door at the Church of Wittenberg telling them, look, guys, this is how far off we are from what Scripture says. You know what? I could probably write a 95 thesis today pinpointing all the doctrinal error and practical errors that the Church of Jesus Christ is doing. I had a meeting with my denominational president, and I said, look, I'm called to be an outreach minister, and a teacher. Okay, that's what my master's and my doctorate is in. I said, there are no churches anywhere, even in our denomination, that's hiring outreach ministers or teachers. And I said, the Great Commission says that we are to go and disciple. So why is it that you're hiring pastors, youth pastors, secretaries, worship leaders? Why are you spending all this money on these million-dollar bushels and you're not actually hiring the people who are actually called to do the Great Commission? And I told my pastor, I said, this ain't you, because our church is really wonderful. I said, pastors have become the administrators of million-dollar bushels. That is all you, that is all the church is.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody listening, too, in John 16, 1 comes to mind, where the Bible basically says they'll deliver you up and they'll kill you and they think that they do God a service. Keep in mind all the generals of God, all the great men of faith. The patriarchs throughout the Bible, friends, they were ostracized by the church. And the first thing I'm thinking about right now is John Wesley. I'm thinking of George Whitefield. I'm thinking of Charles Wesley. I'm thinking of John Alexander Dowie. I'm thinking of Martin Luther. I'm thinking of Sir Thomas More. I'm thinking of John Knox. All of these men were kicked outside of the church. And it was interesting because they would not correct themselves. So the Lord allowed those things to transpire, and it's interesting, like, for example, John Wesley, he was kicked out of the church because his doctrine was exposing the church, which happens to be in the Word of God, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and God actually brought them to the fields where literally thousands of people on a daily basis would meet John Wesley on the backside of a hill in England to the equation of 1,500 people where they were lying prostrate praising God outside in the field. That's why he's called the great field preacher. And if you go down the line, every single one of them were actually pushed into their call. And it was interesting how the Lord transitioned and transformed the church, the heathen into Christians because they were the true church. Well, the church that claimed to be the church, the establishment, were a part of the problem. At the end of the day, they were ostracized. And if you check out the darkest of England under William and Catherine Booth, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. All of the great men of God were ostracized by the establishment church. And what we see in government today, people say they're sick and tired of the establishment. Well, guess what? We see the establishment church following politicians rather than following the Christ today, and this is exactly what we're called to do, and this is exactly what the listeners and watchers are called to do. Follow Jesus Christ, because you're probably going to transition in the same process that many of these great men and women of God had to go through as well. So for the history record, there you have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to study history. We got to understand that, you know, it's in these times of great reformation that we get back to the, we get back to the basics. So to think, you know, well, it's wrong to rebuke the clergy and the pastors and no, throughout history, they get caught into a rut. I got a guy in my Sunday school class and he said, you know, the difference between a path and a grave is 6 feet. Because you start walking down the path, that patch turns into a ditch, that ditch turns into a rut, that turns into a grave, and that's what happens in religion. It's happened in Jesus' day, it happened at the Protestant Reformation, and it's happening right now. The Christian church are so stuck in their traditions that they can't even see their way out of their own graves. So that's why those of us who are not walking in our grave clothes, we need to lead a new bunch of people into righteousness. And I said this to a guy the other day who has been a Christian his entire life. He's in government. And he said, you know what? I have never heard that before. I said, you realize every faith-filled believer that you teach your children in a Sunday school class was a believer who stood toe-to-toe with a corrupt government tyrant and didn't back down. I said, whether it's the Hebrew midwives, whether it's Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whether it's Mordecai, whether it's the apostles, read Romans chapter 11. If you want to, I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 11. If you want to be
We got a hard break coming up, John. We got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Dr. John Diamond with Bradley Dean right now. We'll be right back. Broadcasting live out of Novi, Michigan. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to go ahead and check us out, we are going to be in Novi, Michigan tonight, Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. The address is 42050 Grand River Avenue. That's Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. There's 300 seats, folks. And from my understanding, it's going to be a packed house tonight, so we'll see what happens here. But I'm looking forward to meeting everybody in Novi, Michigan, again at 6 p.m., Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. We have my friend right now, Dr. John Diamond, online out of Pennsylvania. John, you were talking about how you operate as a teacher and a theologian, but don't forget the Holy Ghost, because as I've shared with you in the past, when we did an event last year in Pennsylvania, there's a prophetic operation in your life as well. And if you begin to pay attention to that, you're going to begin to see and operate more in a broader range concerning the gift that God has bestowed upon you. So don't limit the Holy One, because there's a lot more to you, John, than you might suspect. And again, keep the Holy Ghost. Let him do his thing before you and through you, because he is, my friend. And I wanted to make one more point before we get back over to your article here. I was just thinking about some of the things that you were saying during the last segment, and I thought, you know, as the church goes, government goes. And it's interesting how we have the church now as the tail, as it follows government as the dog that it is. And we used to have representatives in government. We have a representative government. So therefore, we used to have representatives. That's honorable, right? Well, today we have politicians. And that's a slang word, because when we say politicians, nobody believes them or trusts them. Well, that's our own fault. Well, when you go to the church, we used to have fiery preachers, right? Read Hebrews 1:7. And now what we have is we have dead hirelings preaching from the pulpits that are not called of God. They're not led of the Spirit of God. and they're bringing the church right to the ditch. And Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind, because they're all going to end up in the ditch. But we can't say, friends, the Lord didn't warn us of both of them in Mark 8:15 when he said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government corrupt doctrine. Beware of the Pharisees. Beware of religious doctrine. So we've been warned about all of this throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John alone. Jesus continuously warned us and warned us of what would come if we refused his truth. So here we are today. So in saying that, John, you're just hitting on a lot of things here. I want to get back to your article. We are on our last segment, and I want to kind of let you loose as to what it is that you want to convey through your article on sonsoflibertymedia.com to the people that are now listening.
Well, and it's the message you've been speaking for a lot of time. It's the message of justice, and nobody preaches on justice. I don't know if I have ever heard one pulpit ever do a message on justice, because they spend all their time in the New Testament. The word justice is only used a handful of times in the New Testament, and it's used countless times in the Old Testament. So, we've rejected all of God's word. We say all Scripture has been given by God, but we only teach and study a little handful of it in the New Testament. And if you get back to justice and you understand the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18, he said, if you're being oppressed, cry out to me. Come to me as the supreme judge, and I will make sure that you get justice. So when you understand that, and then you tie that to the United States Constitution, the preamble of the Constitution says it was established to establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility. If you do not have justice throughout history, it ends up with instability. It ends up with violence. It ends up with rioting. So whether you go to the first American Revolution, whether you go to the Civil War, whether you go to the Civil Rights Movement, when justice is denied, as Martin Luther King said, when justice is denied, it always leads to societal instability. So justice and restoring justice is the key to getting this thing turned around. And who knows what justice is? See, because everybody can move the line around and call justice whatever they want to call it. The whole social justice movement out there, it's just moving all these lines around. Justice is only, let me stress that word, only established when we obey God's law and constitutional law. That is the only time justice is made clear.
And let me remind everybody that's watching and listening even now that justice and judgment is the very character of God. It's the very character of God. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord God, which practices what? Love and kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. You can't have righteousness without justice. That's the spiritual now going to the natural. When you go above the Supreme Court building, you'll see Moses holding the what? The Ten Commandments, two tablets, one in each hand. And what does it say right under him, John? It says justice, the guardian of liberty. What is it that we're missing in this country today, friends? Justice. And the Bible is clear in Isaiah 26, verse 9. It says, when the inhabitants of the earth, the way that they learn righteousness is when God's judgments are upon the heads of the wicked. And who's supposed to bring that about? The church is. And that's where the church is derelict of duty, John.
You're absolutely right. And again, I think the people are just walking around looking for leaders. And that's why God has raised you up. That's why God has raised me up. I mean, we didn't just declare ourselves this stuff. I mean, God, there was a void, and God's just like, the prophet sitting under the tree going, hey, I'm not the son of a prophet or nothing else, but God just called me out and said, go speak this message. And he's looking for the people that will faithfully do it. And that's you. That's me. God's raising up a whole bunch of those people. And the people want to follow good leadership, which is what you provide daily, which is what I do when I go out with the books that I write. They're looking for good leadership. So you need to get out of these churches who are doing nothing but building their own kingdom and advancing their own kingdom. If they're not following the Christ and advancing the kingdom of God, then they are a useless social club who has no loyalty given to it. You should be giving no money to it. You'd be a whole lot better off starting a home church and giving to Bradley Dean or giving to groups like we're working on, because you are supporting these hirelings by your attendance. You're supporting them by your money. Go find a Patriot Church. Pat Bradley Dean speaking in Tennessee at a Patriot Church. Me and you will be meeting up down there in Tennessee next week, and I plan on coming and listening to you. Get a Patriot Amen. Church that understands your nation is going to be destroyed if we don't get out of the four walls of the church. Again, I spoke to my denominational leader, and I said, I told him about, you know, outreach ministers and everything else, and he said, I said, if we don't do something, this country's in trouble. And he said, well, I think we'll be okay. I said, if we don't stop killing babies, God will stop it. And if he's got to stop it, it is going to get ugly. And he just stood there and looked at me like he had never read the Old Testament.
He hasn't. Clearly, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. That's in the book of Amos, chapter 6. It's interesting how the Lord said in the book of Amos, you're not taken with the afflictions of Joseph. In other words, you're not bothered by it. You're okay with it. You think everything's just going to be better when, in fact, everything is getting worse right now. And again, going back to the Old Testament and understanding God's justice and judgment, namely his character, you can see where the Lord continuously dropped judgment on the people. And the Lord said, again, going through the book of Amos, and I'm thinking of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 as well, starting in 15 in both chapters, but going over the book of Amos, how many times did the Lord judge those people? And then he turned and said to them, you still haven't returned unto me. You still haven't returned unto me. And the judgments became worse and harder and harder and harder, where the Lord finally said to him, just tell them after the plumb line was dropped, you're not going past this anymore. Tell those people to prepare to meet thy God. So God is a merciful God, but it only goes so far if you want to continuously play that mercy. And that's what many people in the country are doing, namely those that are professing themselves to be some sort of church overseers. They scare me to death. As a matter of fact, if we look at this whole pandemic, John, we can see clearly as to who the majority of those in the professed church in America today are where their allegiance is, and it's not to Jesus Christ. It's been to the state, and the Lord declares that's a curse upon the nation.
Exactly. Let me just build on what you said there, talking about justice and judgment. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, talking about slavery, he said, I tremble for my country when I know that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. In other words, if we don't put an end to slavery, he's going to do it. And that's what happened with the Civil War. It was the judgment of God upon this nation. You want bloodshed? Okay, here you go. Well, here we are again. History repeating itself. Ecclesiastes 1, 9 through 11. Repeating ourselves again. All right, you want to spill all this blood? You want lawlessness? Then I'm going to remove my spirit from you and then from this land. And if you want lawlessness and blood, guess what? That's what you're going to get. And we're starting to see it now. I mean, like you said, you're one of the few people that says we're already under judgment. A lot of people say it's coming. No, it comes incrementally, just like you said. And we are in the midst of it. We can either stop it in its tracks and turn it around or not.
Amen. Thank you, John. Is there a website you'd like to drive people to? It's all yours, real quick.
Hey, divineworldview.com. Sign up, email me, and I'll send you this clergy letter that you can pass out to pastors.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.